And welcome in to GSU Panther Zone. I'm your host, Jeremy the Impact York. Thanks for joining us on this amazing Wednesday. We've had some pretty good weather. You know, we're one day away from the official start of fall, which is tomorrow. Happy hump day. Happy hump day to everybody. Hopefully everybody has been all blue and all in, and of course, unleashing your inner Panther as you're around campus, as you're away from campus, and just overall making an impact in the world. Of course, we're going to preview the upcoming bye week here in a few minutes and also talk about some surprises so far. And they actually announced the starting game time for the Appalachian State game we'll get into. But without further ado, I want to get into some of my game notes and observations from the loss to Wisconsin over the weekend. And I want to give a special shout out to the Taco Mac had a great time. The staff was great, was able to catch the game. It was overall a good time, and maybe I converted some new people into being Georgia State fans. Shout out to everybody from there. Now, some of the observations I made for this game was that Georgia State held Wisconsin to two early field goals. It was only 6-0 Wisconsin after one quarter. Bobby Baker, to me, was the MVP of the game for us. He made some great tackles and breakups to force the field goals. At one point, Ben Moore put out the stat that Wisconsin had ran 29 plays and was only held to two field goals. So that's, you know, technically a win in the Georgia State book as far as really containing them. And for the most part, the entire day, they were able to contain them. Connor Manning, of course, got the start and played every snap at quarterback except for one that Amir Scaife had where he made a run. What I really liked was that Coach Miles stuck with Kyler Neal as the running back. Maybe it was, you know, maybe it was a matchup thing. Maybe they thought they could really pound some yards up the middle, which is really Kyler's game. I was very happy to see him stick with one guy at quarterback and running back like this. And it seemed to, you know, everybody was able to rally around that. They also did something that a lot of us have been saying. They got Keith Rucker involved early. They got Robert Davis involved early. Your two biggest receivers, even though Rucker's a tight end, he's still one of the biggest receivers. Your two biggest offensive weapons need to be involved early, and they definitely were able to do that. We did have some punter issues. Or some issues during punts. I don't know if it's necessarily the punter. I've went back and watched it two or three times. Sometimes a couple of these look like it might have been mishandled from the snap. It could have been a bad snap. It could have been just the punter took his eye off of it. It just some things, special teams things they really got to make a lot better. The Badgers were really trying to push the run game, which was fine because Georgia State's run defense is arguably one of the best. Trey Payne was just crushing the Wisconsin running backs, especially Shaw, early in the second quarter. I mean, just every time Shaw would try to take a run, Trey Payne was putting him on his back. At one point, Shaw fumbled on the goal line, and Bobby Baker actually recovered it at the 6-yard line. That's a very good heads-up play. It's just, you know, goal line and rush defense have been pretty good this year. And this is against number 9, Wisconsin. Number 9. And Georgia State hung right with them the whole day. In fact, at one point had a lead. Like I said, yardage, and just he was in there really grinding. The tackling was better today. I was very, I won't say surprised or shocked, no, because I knew it would be. I was very relieved, I guess, to see that, and very excited to see that the tackling was a lot better. You know, at one point with, let's see, when was it? It was about, Kyler Neal had the 9-yard touchdown run with a minute, It was a minute six into the fourth quarter. We actually held a lead. It was 17-13 at that point. And then they added a couple field goals. Or actually they added a score and a field goal and ended up winning 23-17. I thought overall, I mean, like I said, going into halftime it was only 6-0. 6-0 Wisconsin. We put 10 on the board, they put 7 in the third. We put 7, they put 10. So, you know, that 6 points there in the first half was the difference. Wisconsin does go to 3-0. We are 0-3. But, you know, the turnaround game. I think this could definitely be the turnaround game. And why is that? Well, a lot of it had to do with some of the stats. Connor Manning was 20 for 29 for 269 yards and a touchdown. He was only sacked once. Our guys aren't getting ran over. It's just execution, and we've been playing people that are supposed to be a lot better than us, and yet we're hanging with them. Hung with Air Force, almost beat Wisconsin. Gave Ball State a game. Let's see. Kyler Neal. 15 runs for 41 total yards. That's one of the better performances of the year. Maybe they'll stick with him. Maybe Glenn Smith starts. Whoever starts, I think they should stick with him until it's not effective. And if it's not going to be effective enough to where we can fix it, that's when you put somebody else in. Or if it's a specific time, like Kyler's good at punching up the middle. Maybe Glenn Smith's a good outside runner. Kendrick Dorn may be a double cut guy. Just whoever. DeMarcus Kirk. Whatever their skill set is, if it's a certain scenario. But I think we need to get away from this running back by committee, because it doesn't work in any sport to do a committee of anything. And it's not fooling the other side. So Robert Davis almost had a 100-yard game. He had 8 catches for 93 yards and a touchdown. Actually, Glenn Smith had 5 catches for 131 yards. Keith Rucker, 6 catches, 38 yards. And Kendrick Dorn had 1 for 7. Field goals. Actually, one got blocked. Those kinds of things happen. Once again, it could be a lot of different factors. And Wisconsin, their special teams was a little aggressive. So now, that brought me to your tackle leaders for the day. It was Bobby Baker and Alonzo McGee, who both had 11 total, 8 solo by themselves. Trey Payne had 8. So did Brian Williams. Jamil Spencer and Allen also had 6 apiece. And, I mean, we had a ton of people with a handful of tackles. The lone sack we had was from Jamil Spencer. He also had a tackle for loss. Jalen Lawrence also had a tackle for loss. Of course, like I said, Bobby Baker had the fumble recovery. And Chandon Sullivan had the lone interception. Pass breakups credited to Trey Payne and Bobby Baker on those. Quarterback hits, of course, Trey Payne had one of those. But you go through and you look at these numbers. Well, these numbers tell you that they were as much in this game as Wisconsin was. They definitely had the chance to win. It was definitely there, and you can't look and go, well, maybe if we had a better coach, or maybe if this, or that. No, none of that stuff's true. You know none of this is true. Trent Miles has really he's been the one to breathe life into this program. It was started off well, and it was handed off, and it needed the right guy to bring this program up to this level, and it was definitely him. Him and his coaching staff, Coach Minner, Coach Heward, I mean, all the way up and down. These guys are putting these young men, these young student athletes, in the right positions, in the right places. They're making plays. Bobby Baker's on his way to a Senior Bowl invite, I would say, and I'm gonna knock on wood on that one, because I mean, there's a lot of guys on this team that deserve the accolades and the praise, but they're not doing it for that. They're doing it to win ball games, to do a lot for this program. Just think about this, for all the Wisconsin haters, and yes, I've dealt with a lot of them, including some at the Taco Mac in Douglasville. Hey, free country. If you want to show up, that's fine. We had some good discussions. Nobody was out of their minds doing something dumb. But they said, well, the only reason that Georgia State was playing that game was because they were going to get a check for $1.2 million for coming up to Wisconsin. That's a bonus. How about the fact that Wisconsin almost paid us $1.2 million to come up there and beat them? Because that almost happened. For a solid 5 or 6 minutes into this game, not only did we hung around the whole game, but for a solid 5 or 6 minutes, Georgia State had the lead. So that's fine if teams want to pay us to come up to their house and beat them. I'm all for it. Sometimes you can keep your money. That's just my opinion. That's not the school's, obviously, because it gets put to good use. But my overall take from this is maybe that was that turnaround game. Last year it was the Ball State game, where from that point forward it was just, balls out, basically, best way to say it. All blue, all in right there. But to me, every one of these kids released their inner Panther. They made an impact. They made me proud to cover this team. I know they made you guys proud to be fans, and I know they made each other proud. They hung in there with a team that a lot of people thought they shouldn't even be in the same building as. Just like last year with Oregon and me, I felt like we hung with Oregon, showed everybody we're not a joke. Same thing, same thing here. That's why today's show is called Missed It By That Much. I'm going to cue up one of my favorite TV characters. I use it a lot on the show, but I thought it was fitting.
Missed It By That Much.
Exactly. Maxwell Smart telling us there. Missed It By That Much. Man, it was close. It's not one of those, man, I wish I had that back or something. It would have been nice. Maybe we could have made one or two different decisions. But overall, I could hear in Coach Miles' voice at halftime and after the game in the short, the short interview segments they do, that even though he would like to get the win, that's what he's here for, is to win ball games and to mold these young men into great, upstanding citizens and get as much out of them as he can. He was proud. These are like his kids. These are like his sons and daughters and everybody involved in the program. This is his family. And he was like a proud papa right there. You could tell. He was just so into this team. And I'm sure he got in there and said, hey, yeah, there's an L on the board. But we won in every aspect except for that L on the board. And while the L's and the W's on the scoreboard are typically what most people measure success by, I will happily tell you that this team was successful on Saturday. The only place that L was on the scoreboard. I hope you guys were proud of them, and they did miss it by that much, but that just means next time they probably won't. There's a good chance they won't. There's a good handful of other games. We're about to hit the conference games, which are going to be a lot of fun. Let's see if we can get the schedule up here. Obviously, this is the bye week. How do you preview the bye week? Well, let's say you preview the bye week. We need everybody to stay safe. We need everybody to stay healthy. Everybody practice hard. Make sure you keep everything in line. Keep up the good work. Like I said, nobody hurt, nobody injured. Everybody continues to train and get better. That's how you win the bye week, and that's the best preview there. If you see any of these guys around, congratulate them on a good game played against Wisconsin, and wish them good luck next Saturday as they'll be in Boone, North Carolina against Appalachian State. Good chance we're going to be at that game as well. They finally announced the start time on that one. That is going to be a 12 noon start. Looking forward to that one. I know you guys are as well. Of course, after that, Texas State is going to be in the Dome. Then we're going to go to Troy. Good chance we might be at that one as well. UT Martin for homecoming in towards the end of October. And at the very end of October, Georgia State, South Alabama, in South Alabama. That rounds out the October. There's a handful of November and December games, obviously. But, look at these games we played. Ball State wins by 10, 31-21. We're very much in that game. Even the late rally, even though we couldn't get out of the blocks real quick, hung in that one. Air Force, they kind of had our number a little bit, but we still hung in with them for a while, 48-14 there. Then we only lose by 6 to Wisconsin, 23-17. Those kinds of scores, those kind of performances are not the kind of performances you get from a team like this. Everybody expects them to be really bad. They're not really bad. They're an up-and-coming team. They can hang with some of the big dogs. It's only going to be a couple years until they are a big dog. Just got to hang in there. They're building the program the right way. The new recruits, the new waves that Ben talks about all the time. I mean, it's just, it's a fantastic time to, it's, this is the crest of the wave if you're going to ride with Georgia State Panthers football team. Baseball team, too, but this is the crest of the wave. Let's see, I told you about the Appalachian State time. It's also going to be on American Sports Network and also on ESPN3, the ESPN Watch app, if you get a chance on that one, it's, I believe, as well. Bobby Baker took on two more sets of accolades this week. He got Georgia State Student Athlete of the Week, and he was also named Sun Belt Defensive Student Athlete of the Week for his performance on Saturday. Congratulations to Bobby on that. Very well deserved. And like I said, we're all proud of you. Look forward to seeing all you guys here pretty soon. If you come to the Appalachian State game, hey, look for us. We're going to do our best to get out maybe a little early, see how everything's going. And it should be a fun time up in Boone, North Carolina. But that's actually going to do it for me this week. Appreciate all you guys tuning in to Georgia State University or Georgia State University Panther Zone live right here on Blog Talk Radio. Thanks to Impact Media. We'll see you guys next Wednesday. Go Panthers!
By that much.